Once again, Porter Christian Church joins together in spirit and prayer. Psalms 81 reads like this. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony, when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou callest in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah, Salah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me, there shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. Let us pray. Our most dearly beloved Father, our great Father of lights, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to speak to thy people. We thank you to be able to worship and praise thee in a land unpersecuted. We thank you for your love and your everlasting word. We ask you, Father, to bless the church family, to lift them up, protect them from these terrible coronavirus and from the evil of this world. To let these words strengthen them, Father. Let them fill their spirit, we pray. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
I don't know about tomorrow. I just live for day to day. And I don't borrow from the sunshine, for its skies may turn to gray. And I don't worry o'er the future, for I know what Jesus said. And today I'll walk beside him, for he knows what lies ahead. Many things about tomorrow that I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my every step is getting brighter as the golden stairs I climb. And every burden's getting lighter. Every cloud is silver lined. There the sun is always shining. There's no tear to dim the eye. At the ending of the rainbow, where the mountains touch the sky, many things about tomorrow that I don't seem to understand, but I know tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. I don't know about tomorrow. It may bring me poverty, but the one who feeds the sparrow is the one who stands by me. And the path that be my portion may be through or flood. But his presence goes before me, and I'm covered with his blood. Many things about tomorrow that I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand, 'cause I know who holds tomorrow, and now I know who holds my hand.
Every anxious thought that steals my breath, it's a heavy weight upon my chest. As I lie awake, wonder what the future will hold. Help me to remember that you're in control. You're my courage when I worry in the dead of night. You're my strength, 'cause I'm not strong enough to win this fight. You are greater than the battle raging in my mind. I will trust you, Lord. I will fear no more. Lift my eyes. I will lift my gaze. Lay them in your hands. I'll leave them there. As the wind and waves come, even though I'm in the storm is not in me. You're my
many times my mind is wrapped up in troubles, and my heart gets so heavy too. Sometimes when I sink so low I touch bottom, I kneel down to reach up, and he pulls me through. I pray my way out of trouble, and I ask my dear Lord to help me each day. I pray my way out of trouble,
And the dear nail-scarred hand wipes my teardrops away. The smallest prayer from the world's biggest sinner brings a smile to his saddened face. So I just go to him anytime I'm in trouble, wash my heart in the waters of my Savior's grace. I pray my way out of trouble, and I ask my dear Lord to help me each day. I pray my way out of trouble, and the dear nail-scarred hands wipes my teardrops away. I pray my way out of trouble, and I ask my dear Lord to help me each day. I pray my way out of trouble, and the dear nail-scarred hand wipes my teardrops away.
Should any of our church family be in need, please reach out to the elders, Benny, or the deacon, and we will do all that we can as the good Lord allows. This past Thursday, the Lord blessed me with a new day, and as I went about my morning routine, I was feeling so excited because it was Friday, and my work week was almost done. I was looking forward to turkey hunting and feeling excited. Then as I got on my computer to work, a co-worker sent me a message. And it read, "Happy Almost Friday." It was then I was smacked in the face with the cold, hard truth. It was Thursday. Then I suddenly felt empty, depressed, disappointed, and defeated all at once. Then the Spirit reminded me of the Word and to look for it for guidance and strength, because the Holy Word of God is true and everlasting. I have some of them here for you today, plus a few more, and may they bless and lift you up as they did me. Psalms 25, verses 16 and 17. Turn thee unto me, and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O bring thou me out of my distresses. 2 Corinthians 12, verses 9 through 10. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Deuteronomy 31, verse 8. And the Lord, He it is that doeth go before thee. He will be with thee, he will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Psalms 40, verses 1 through 3. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me, and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Psalms 34, verses 18 through 19. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Ephesians 3, 17 through 19. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Philippians 1, verses 9 through 11. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. Romans 15, verse 13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. And I myself also am persuaded of you, my brethren, that ye also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able also to admonish one another. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 8 through 9. Whom having not seen, ye love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Psalms 126, verses 1 through 3. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue was singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Colossians 2, verses 9 through 12. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him, which is in the head of all principality and power, in whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, and putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. Psalms chapter 28, verse 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Lastly, I beseech all of you to pray for one another, as James says we are to do in James chapter 5, verse 16. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Shall we pray?
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for giving us the privilege of being able to do this service for you. We thank you for being able to read your word freely, to be able to sing songs unto you. Lord, during this hard time, we ask that your word get spread across this nation, throughout this world, that everyone gets a closer relationship with you and really understands just how wonderful and great that you are, and that you never leave us alone. You never leave us to walk in this world by ourselves. You're always there right beside us. Through every turmoil, through every trial, through every tribulation, you are there. If not holding our hand, holding us, period. I don't know how many times I personally have walked through this life and knew that I wasn't the one actually doing the walking. So, Lord, as we go through the next couple of weeks through this quarantine, it seems like there is a light at the end of the tunnel that we might be able to see one another once again. We pray, Lord, that until that time comes that you give us that company, that you comfort us through our darknesses. And please continually remind us that we're never alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood. Join heirs with Jesus as we travel this side. For I'm a part.